بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وتنك الله سبحانه وتعالى It's only by the فضل and كرم of Allah سبحانه وتعالى that we all are seated here in the masjid the house of Allah سبحانه وتعالى أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها That the best of the best places in the world to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. This is so because in the masjid, it's a place where the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taken. The name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been taken. So we are seated in the masjid through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also the mahabbat and love of Allah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who mentions in the hadith إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الدُّنْيَا مَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ وَلَا يُعْطِي الدِّينَ إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ أَعْطَاهُ الدِّينَ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّهُ That when it comes to dunyawi things Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just spreads in the world Kufar, Muslims or are getting, even sometimes the kuffar are getting more than the Muslim. This is dunya has got nothing to do with Allah. Allah doesn't value the dunya at all. Only that person who uses the dunya for the sake of Allah is the only valuable person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُعْطِ الدِّينَ إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبْ But Allah, the only thing which He doesn't give to anyone, only the beloved ones of Him, it's only the ni'mat of deen. For a person to be in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a person to be born a Muslim, a mu'min, for a person to lead his life as a Muslim, as a mu'min, it is indeed a great, great thing. It is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people say, I like how Muslims are dressing. I like how Muslims are praying. I like how Muslims are behaving. I like all these things. And I also want to become a Muslim. Then you tell him, then just become a Muslim then. He will tell you, I'm still thinking. Now, a'udhu billah, while still thinking, is going to the grave. He's going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without iman. It's because Allah did not want to give him iman. So Allah has given us iman. We have to make a proper use of this iman. And one of the usage of iman is to sit in the gardens of Jannah like this. This small gathering in the world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the garden of Jannah. إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَابِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the garden of Jannah. And what are the gardens of Jannah? He said, Hilaqul Zikr, the gatherings of Zikr of Allah. The meetings which people are meeting only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum. In all the meetings which people are meeting in the world, in the night, even in the daytime, There is no any benefit in those meetings except those meetings which people are meeting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reminding one another about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came in the world only to know who Allah is. To understand who Allah is. These other things which we are doing, of course we have to do, because we are already in the dunya. Dunya is just like a boat. When a person wants to cross the river, when a person wants to go the other side of the ocean, he needs a boat. So the boat is of beneficial to a human being. But if the boat collapses, what happens? Lives of people are in danger. Same thing also. We are in the dunya. we'll have to run businesses, we'll have to do to go for work. But don't ever let the dunya come into the heart. Always keep the dunya outside the heart. And keep the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. So that if something goes wrong, we must be ready to throw away the dunya and go with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all what Allah wants. Always move with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are moving with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bring the dunya under our feet. But if you want to chase the dunya, we will never ever catch it. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tatajalla azmatul khaliq. Yabna Adam, ju'ilta fi batni ummik. وغشيت وجهك بغشاء لئلا تنفر من الرحم. الله تبارك وتعالى in hadith al-Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O the son of Adam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put you in the wombs of your mothers. وغشيت وجهك بغشاء لئلا تنفر من الرحم. And Allah put something to save our body. Allah puts something to protect our body from falling from the womb of the mother. It's not happening automatically, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is always there. Hal ata 'ala al-insani hinun min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an mazkura. All of us seated here, there was a time which we were not known at all. Even our mothers never dreamt of us. They didn't know what type of child will I have. Black or white, male or female, what type of appearance. She didn't know at all, nothing she knew. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knew that. Before He created the world also, before Allah created anything, min ilmi Allahi al-azal, from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah already knew that this person will be born in the world. Of this type. We were not born by mistake. We are not whites, we are not Indians, we are not black, we are not Malawians, South Africans by mistake. It's Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who put us there. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made us like that. We just have to make shukr to Allah. Don't ever regret. Don't ever regret. Don't ever make nashukri to Allah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah says, if you make shukr, I will give you more. Wa la in kafartum, and look at how Allah is saying, wa la in kafartum inna adhabi lashadid. If you make nashukri to my ni'mat, if you make nashukri to my bounties, then Allah says, "Inna adhabi la shadid." My punishment is severe. Allah didn't say, "I will remove whatever you have." Removing is there. Together with the removing, Allah will punish you because of making nashukri to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not in the world by mistake. We are not who we are by mistake. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made us like that. Someone is rich, someone is poor. The one who is rich, it's a test from Allah. The one who is poor, it's a test from Allah. And this is also the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wanted us to be like that. However we are, that's how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted us to be like that. We just have to say alhamdulillah. Nothing we can say. So, ju'ilta fi batni ummik, wa ghashaytu wajhaka bi ghashayn. It's a very, very long hadith. And in the hadith al-Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, when the time came for a person to come into the world, أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُؤَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَى رِيشَةٍ مِّن جَنَاحِهِ لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْطَعَ وَلَا يَدٌ تَبْطِشْ وَلَا قَدَمٌ تَسْعَى. When you came in the, when the time for you to come into the world came, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent a special angel to come and take you out from the wombs of the mother. We are not coming out from the wombs of the mother because of the doctors. not because of the doctor, but because of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How many people are carrying the baby for 9 months, 10 months, 11 months, 12 months? What we understand is only 9 months and the baby is ready to come. But parents are waiting 10 months passing, 11 months passing, 12 months passing, no sign at all, no pain at all. Why? Not because the mother is having a certain problem, not because not eating certain food, not because she's not making a certain exercises, but Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is still keeping the baby. Allah has the time for the person to come in the world. We're only waiting for the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is coming, he's not coming on his own. فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَى رِيشَةٍ مِّن جَنَاحِهِ. We are coming out on the feather of an angel. Allah is not leaving us. From before we were born, Allah was always there with us. Allah is looking after us. Allah is taking care of us. In the wombs of mothers, Allah is taking care of us. When we are coming in the world, into the world also, Allah is still taking care of us. And when a person is born, لا لك سن تقطع ولا يد تبطش ولا قدم تسعى. You don't have teeth to bite something. There's no teeth in the mouth of a newborn baby. You don't have strong hands to hold something on your own. You don't have strong hands, you don't have strong muscles, you don't have any power to hold something on your own. وَلَا قَدَمٌ تَسْعَى. You don't even have strong legs to stand to walk. For 7 months, 8 months, 10 months, 1 year, a person is not walking, but everything is done for him. Have we ever sat and wonder why? Why is happening like that? Who's making things happen like that? Allah says, فَأَلْقَيْتُ مَحَبَّتَكَ فِي قَلْبِ وَالِدَيْكَ. I put the love of you into the hearts of your two parents, your mother and your father. فَلَا يَرْقُدَانِ حَتَّى تَرْقُدْ وَلَا يَشْبَعَانِ حَتَّى تَشْبَعْ. Your parents will never ever eat and enjoy the food until they see the child eating and enjoying the food. Your parents will never ever sleep in the night until they see the child sleeping in the night. That's when the mother will sleep, that's when the father will sleep. Just one cough in the night, the mother is already up. Just one cough in the night, just one sneeze in the night, the mother is always awake. Who's making all these things? What if Allah left us like that, without someone to look after us? What could happen to us? Tatajalla azmatul khaliq. My dear brothers, we have to understand who we are, where we came from, and where we are today. What must we do? Always understand that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the controller of each and everything. Whether we like it or not, whether we understand or not, but we have to know, we have to understand that Allah is the controller. Allah is doing whatever we see, whatever we don't see. When a person is going to sleep, he doesn't know whether tomorrow I'll be alive or not. We don't have that guarantee. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua, Bismika Rabbi, wada'atu jambi, wabika arfa'u. إن أمسكت نفسي فارحمها وإن أرسلتها فاحفظها بما تحفظ به عبادك الصالحين. بسمك ربي. والله, by your name, وضعت جنبي. I'm putting my body on the ground. I'm sleeping through your name, Allah. Through your qadr and your power, Allah. وبك أرفعه. And tomorrow, inshallah, I will wake up through your will, Allah. No one will make me wake up tomorrow but you, Allah. You can set an alarm there. But if Allah doesn't want you to hear the alarm, you won't hear anything. The alarm will ring and go off, ring and go off, ring and go off. You won't hear the alarm. But Allah is keeping us alive. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Each and every person has got angels in front of him, in the back of him, who are always looking after this person, taking care of this person. A person sleeping in the night, mouth is open, when cockroach is coming, before it enters the mouth, the person is closing the mouth. Why?
Before the cockroach enters into the mouth, the person is standing the other way. Why? Lahu mu'aqibadun. Allah is still looking after us. Before we were born, Allah was taking care of us. When we are born, Allah is still taking care of us. Until the day of Qiyamah, we will still remain, under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faya ajaban kayfa yu'sali ilahu am kayfa yajhaduhu al-jahidu walillahi fi kulli tahrikatin wa taskinatin abadan shahidu wa fi kulli shay'in aya tadullu ala annahu ta'ala wahidu. How can someone disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala today? Kayfa yu'sali ilahu, kayfa yu'sali ilahu, how can someone disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala today? وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ وَتَسْكِينَةٍ أَبَدًا شَاهِدُ. In each and every movement of a person, in each and every settlement of a person, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's power is there. You cannot move only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot settle somewhere only by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet you are always busy disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're always busy disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't forget us at all, but we are forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنْ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Some of the signs to show that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is only alone. Allah is only one. There is no any other Allah besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the controller, the creator, the one who's doing everything. Allah said, just look at the moon. Allah said, just look at the sun. Just look at the sun. How the sun is coming, how the sun is going. How the moon is coming, how the moon is going. How the day is coming, how the day is going. How the night is coming, how the night is going. Sometimes the day is short, the night is long. Sometimes the night is short, the day is long. Who's controlling all these things? Not because of the season, not because of the times, but it's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of each and every season. Every time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created. So Allah says in the Quran, La tasjudu lishamsi wala lil qamar. Whenever you see these signs, whenever you see the moon, whenever you see the sun, don't ever worship the moon. Don't ever worship the sun at all. If you are calling yourself as a worshipper, if you're saying that you worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then worship the one who created these signs. Something which you think is greater to you, remember that someone greater than that, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasjudu lillahi alladhi khalaqahun in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If indeed you are claiming that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then worship the one who created these things. Not the time, not the sun, not the moon. Today what is happening to us? Our salah is depending on our time. I have time, I'll go read my salah. I don't have time, I don't want to read my salah. I will read my salah when I get chance. Which chance are we talking about? Which time are we talking about? The very same salah which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read and made the dua would be accepted the same time, the very same time also, the very same world. Today we're making dua after the very same salah, nothing is happening to us. What is happening to us? Ibrahim ibn Adhum rahmatullah alayhi, one day was passing in one of the markets. Then people saw him, that is our great sheikh. They came and gave him salam. Then he said, Ya Sheikh, Ya Aba Ishaq, Ma lana nad'u, fala yustajabu lana. That why is it that we people are making du'as, we supplicating, we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still we are feeling like we don't see the sign of acceptance. Allah is not accepting our du'as. Why is it like that? Then Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi mentions 10 things. He said, because of these 10 things, your du'as are not being accepted, Allah. In one of them he said, Araftumullaha. Araftumullaha. You people know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is there. Allah is the creator, but still you are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you accept the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet you are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تُسْتَسْلُكْ مَسَالِكَهُ إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. We want to get the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not going on the way to the Jannat of Allah. Even if you take a speedboat on the sand and start the engine, what's going to happen? It's not going to move at all. Just damage the engine. But just take the very same speedboat, throw it into the ocean, one start is gone. It will fly. So same thing also. We want to get the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage yourself in the ibadat of Allah. Engage yourself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look here, don't look this side. Just look at the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the ibadat of Allah, whatever we want in the world will come. My dear brother, this is the reason why all these fikr is taking place. All these fikr are taking place only to make a person understand who is he in the world, what must he do in the world. Who must we worship in the world, my dear brothers? Today we have turned our faces to something else. We have left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are looking at some other things, not looking at the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have understood that if I don't open my shop today, I will lose a lot of money. But it's very hard for us to understand that if I don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am losing the Jannat of Allah. If I don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am losing the Jannat of Allah. We are not understanding these things. That's why all these fikr are taking place. For the person to come back into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. That's why the ijtima is coming. Dear my brothers, that's why the ijtima is coming. On the 8th, 9th, and the 10th of August, inshallah, just right here in our own town, in our own town. So all of us must try and go there. We'll try and do this, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all, and Allah must take us all for the ijtima, inshallah, and Allah must benefit us from the ijtima, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So inshallah, who's ready for 4 months, inshallah? For us in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn what is iman, to understand what is iman, to start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, inshallah. MashaAllah. All of us must make intentions, inshallah. Niyatul mu'mina khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a mu'min is better than the action itself also. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Let's make intentions, inshallah. All of us must stand up, inshallah. All of us must give intentions, inshallah. He was ready, inshallah. For us in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.